Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Oh, good evening, everybody. Just turn to that person next to you and say, I'm already having a great time. It's awesome. Oh, mate, that's yours. Brilliant. Well, that's how I spell my name. Thanks. I've often wondered, when I was first a Christian, I thought my name was St. Michael. I just used to check the label in my shirt. You've got to be a certain age to know that one. If you're laughing, you are that certain age. If you're looking bemused, you're not. If you've switched off, you're too old. St. Michael was a trademark of Marks and Spencer's. Not just any shirt, it was a Marks and Spencer shirt. Great, I'm excited. It's good to see some familiar faces. Most of you, it's the same ones that you brought last week, so well done. For some of you, it's a different kind of face. Well done. It is Sunday, best day of the week. Super Sunday. For some of you that you're not quite sure what day it is, this is the best day you've ever had. God has put something in my heart. It's been rumbling. Good. Is that your pen?
Yes, you can have it. I'm generous.
I'll just read what it says first. Yeah, I'll have that one. Awesome. And tonight, I'm just going to open up my mouth and loads of words are going to tumble out. Is that okay? But I know that every word is going to do something to some people here this evening. I believe God sent you here to set you free tonight.
Amen.
I believe God has sent you here this evening just to liberate you a little bit in your mind, in your body, and in your soul. I believe that as we've just been engaging with Jesus tonight, God has one thing to say to you. It's something really, really simple, and it is, I have loved you. I love that when the Bible says, I have loved you. It's a done. It's already established. It's already in the reality of our world. I have loved you. Yes. And I just want you to know that tonight it's not just a myth. It's not just for everybody else. It's not just for the person sat next to you or the friend that brought you. God wants you to know that Jesus loved you. It's not about what we feel like today. It's not about what we experience today. It's the reality that Jesus has already done enough to tell everybody, I love you. I don't need to be reminded that Jesus loves me, because I remember a couple of thousand years ago, he showed that because he died for me instead of me having to die for me. He has loved me. I don't need to be reminded any time that Jesus loves me, because I know every time I think of the cross, I remember that he went where I should have gone so that I can go where he is.
Yeah.
He has loved me. Every time I remember the cross, it's not just an Easter egg hunt. It's not just somewhere outside of somewhere else. It's that Jesus exchanged what my wrongdoing was for his self, and I suddenly could enter into something which I never earned and I never deserved. He loved me. As I was kind of reading the Bible, I was trying to find, okay, Jesus, how do you love people? And God said, I never told anybody, I showed everybody. Nowhere in the Gospels, these first four particular books of the Bible, that it talks about the Jesus' life, not once did he tell anybody, I love you. And everybody knew. Everybody was aware of it. They felt it. They saw it. They heard about it. They heard others about it. There was crowds that knew it. There was women in crowds that pushed through it. And I just feel tonight, whatever you've come from, whatever the crowd of your life is, whether it's home place, workplace, marketplace, solitary place, desolate place, the love of God is going to break right into that from here, and it's going to speak these words to you. I have loved you. And we're going to put a couple of scriptures up here. I've just done this because it's just easier, because I've just noticed not everybody maybe has the Bible or even knows the Bible or even believes the Bible, and it's great. But tonight we just need to hear exactly what Jesus is saying so that you don't think I'm just making up stuff. Part of this evening is about some realities. I did a bit of a Google search. I didn't search for Google, I searched with Google. And here's some facts for you. All right. The average person, which is us, we're just kind of normal people, we speak, if we're a man, 6,000 words a day. If for a woman, it's 8,500 words a day. Now, be careful. Because I didn't ask my wife this question, but I asked it in my head. All right? Because it was safer that way. But I think the answer is this. Men speak on average 6,000 words a day. Women on average 8,500 a day. That's because most women have to tell men the same thing twice. Am I out of trouble now? No. Okay, I'm just going to keep going. On average, again, this is average. This is kind of people like you and I. When we start school, we know about 500 words. When we leave our first level of education, we learn about 6,000 words. When we've had a formal education, so primary school, secondary school, we know about 35,000 words. When we've been to a higher education, we know about 50,000 words. A lot of words, right? If we've been to a university, we know about 75 to 100,000 words. It's amazing, isn't it? When sometimes you can have a conversation with people and they can say, I'm stuck for words. When somewhere there's millions of the things. But here's the problem. I know that there's probably 56 of us here. There's loads of young people in one room, loads of kids in another word, in another room. And I know we're all living under the last words we heard. I know that we all live under the words of others. It can be the words of our past. It can be the words of our culture. It can be the words of the world that we live in. It can be the words of our background. Because we've already heard the average words, 6,000 or 8,000 a day, times that up, it's a lot of words. But that's why Jesus didn't say a lot. He did a lot. That's why Jesus tonight doesn't want to say a lot. He just wants to say, I have loved you. I have loved you. Why is that? Because in Psalm 119, verse 130, I think that might appear, Amplified. Now, I've got an Amplified Bible here. And so have you. If you've got a Bible, you've got an Amplified version, okay? I'll show you what I mean by an Amplified version. The entrance and the unfolding of... There it goes. That was Amplified. Did you get that? Did you get that?
Yes.
Did you get that? You got that because you're a techie guy, right?
It was very loud.
It was loud. The entrance and unfolding of your words give light. Their unfolding gives understanding, discernment and comprehension to who? Not to God. I love the fact that I qualify right at the end of this, and so do you. God speaks so that simple people can hear. We might live under 8,000 words a day, but I want to know where they come from. We might speak 6,000 words a day over 10 days, over 10 months, over 10 years, over whatever. But let me tell you, the word of God is really, really, really simple. Tonight it is, I've loved you. Tonight is not, please come and study all 66 book of the Bible. Please make sure you've been a good boy. Please make sure you've been a good girl. Please make sure you put something in the offering rather than take anything out. Please make sure that you entered into worship. There's too many words there. What this is saying is the entrance of your word, God, unfolds things in my life. It makes the darkness disappear. It makes the unknown known. It makes the unsettled settled. It makes the crisis achievable. I love it when we have orange cards in this congregation. Why? Because my test becomes my testimony. I love it when we have testimonies, the orange cards. Why? Because I know that together we all have a test, but we all end up with a testimony. How do we get to that testimony? It's because of the word of the Lord that just comes, unfolds, gives understanding. Yeah, I get it now. I understand now. It doesn't speak about knowledge here. It speaks about understanding. I've got it. The penny's dropped. And my prayer and our prayer is tonight, is everybody here tonight, the penny drops. Man, that's going to make a right old noise. If everybody's penny drops at the same time, it's going to be ka-chung. But I'm just praying, everybody tonight, the penny drops in your head. That you are loved. Jesus loved you. It says in the Message Bible, and again, I like the Message because it kind of freaks out my brain a little bit. Sometimes when we study the same kind of word and when we kind of pray through in the same kind of way, we can get a little bit detached from the reality of how God wrote certain things and what he meant when he wrote certain things. And in the Message Bible, it takes a whole chunk of Psalm 119. It says this, every word you give me is a miracle word. How can I help but obey? Break open your words. Let the light shine out. Let ordinary people see the meaning. Is there any ordinary people in the room? Put your hands up. If your hand's not up, I'll cast the line spirit up. There we go. That's it. Brilliant. Mouth open and panting. Feed me, feed me. This is such a great response. This is written by someone that didn't have an easy time. Maybe you haven't had an easy time. I think there's particular people that God has brought tonight, and you might be those. There's some people here that I know. Your body is moaning at you. Slow down. You're getting too old. You're going to start creaking. You're going to start, bits are going to start falling off your body soon. I call that the recent moan from your own. My own mind. Well, you're just an idiot. Join the club. If God really knew what you knew, he does. If God really knew me, how I knew me, he does. This word is for simple people. What's that simple person's response? I just need you, Jesus. I don't know you how I want to know you, but you're telling me you know me through and through. I don't even understand your ways, but I want to understand you. I love it. And right at the beginning of the Bible, in one of the early books, you have this guy, Moses. He just says, teach me your way that I'll know you. He didn't want a great big discourse so that he could write a book, make a film, and wear a t-shirt. His desire was just, God, teach me about you. And I believe tonight the Holy Spirit is doing that. He's just teaching us about him. Not how great we can worship. It's great. We had a great time of worship. But there's a reason for that. Because we were just singing simple stuff and it wasn't complicated. Am I keeping you up? If you fall asleep, I'm going to slap you. Sorry? You will, because Sharon will slap you. I wanted your commands more than anything. Turn my way. Look kindly on me, as you always do to those who personally love you. Steady my steps with your word of promise. I know there's some people here and you've had all kinds of words spoken over your life. Remember, a bloke speaks 6,000 a day, a woman 8,500, but there's reasons for that. Let me tell you that these simple words, I have loved you, will set you free tonight. Your body might be giving you issues. It might be moaning. It might be groaning. It might be an arthritis saying, hey, you've got it now. Then you might have all kinds of diseases. Well, well. Let me tell you that this moaning is going to stop. It's going to get silenced. Why? Because Jesus says, I have loved you. Maybe your finances are having to go, hey, you haven't got enough. You'll never have enough. Let me tell you that Jesus wants to tell you tonight, I have loved you. Maybe your marriage is saying, no way, go, bye-bye, don't get another anniversary card, forget it. Jesus is going to cut right through and say, I have loved you. Maybe it's like, I'm alone, I'm always alone. Jesus is going to say to you, I have loved you. Maybe just had a row, maybe just sitting here looking nice. Jesus knows, and he still says, I have loved you. Maybe you got a bit irritated on the way. It's funny, isn't it? We can have a really calm day just before we get in the car. It's like, boom, everything goes off. Jesus still says to you, I've loved you. Jesus didn't love me because of what I have done. He loved me because of who he is. Goes on in this. Sorry, mate. Is that coming out? Can we edit that out? Big yawn, because it's like sucking all the air out of the room. Do you know what I mean? Pass out in a minute. Steady my steps with your word of promise so nothing maligns gets the better of me. Rescue me from the grip of bad men and women so that I can live life your way. Smile on me, your servant. Teach me the right way to live. I cry rivers of tears because nobody's living by your book. There's a whole load of stuff in here. What does it mean? It means the entrance of your word brings light. The entrance of your word brings light. Let me tell you something about the word of God. It says all over the Bible that his word is powerful. It creates, it shatters, it breaks, it reveals, it forms, it fills, it unfolds. It brings life out of death. It brings rivers out of deserts. It makes people know how to build an aqueduct so we can see this 2,000 years later and understand it. The word of God is eternal. It is the beginning and the end of all things. Some of you are living under all kinds of words, and all those kinds of words did not come from God. They come from somewhere else. I have no idea where. All that God wants you to know tonight is, I have loved you. I have loved you. Write down a few things here. I've spoken these things to you so that your joy may be full. I have loved you. But if only you knew. I know. I know all about you. I made you. I created you for such a time as this one. I've spoken these things so that you may, that you will know me more fully. This is Jesus. Oh, but you look, if you really knew what kind of stuff I got up to, you wouldn't want to know me. And he said, actually, I would. You're exactly the kind of people that I want to know. People that know you can't make it work, so you're going to trust in me making it work. I have loved you. I have spoken these things so that you will know my will for your life. Why? Because when we know the love of God, we just want to do what he wants us to do. It's not done with a command. It's done from a willing heart. Some of you might at this think, right at this moment think, I wish I'd stayed at home. I think that a lot. The trouble is, Bible says if you live in Jesus, you can ask whatever you wish and it will be done. Every time I wish that, I end up where I'm supposed to be. So, okay, I lost on some of you. Some of you might be saying, I wish I was somewhere else. If you live in Jesus, whatever you wish is yours. Wishing is not salt, rabbit's foot, cross your fingers. Wishing is, it's my love response to Jesus loving me. I'm not going to wish for fairies. Do you understand that? We're hearing about this last week when Pastor Klein brought this message of living. I've spoken these things so that you can live in my abundant life. Because I've loved you. I have loved you. Abundant life is not for special people. It's for simple people who believe in Jesus. Abundant life is not about looking good. It's about being made good by the grace and the favor of God. Abundant life is not that you can run faster, it's so that you can live closer. Abundant life is not so you can jump higher, it's because you realize you don't have to. Because I've loved you. I've spoken these things so you can live as a light to the world. Woo! This is really powerful. Sometimes we think the world owes us a favor. The Bible says you are the favor for the world. Sometimes we think the world owes us a debt. Well, they've really mishandled me. That's what the world does. That's why we need to respond to the love of Jesus so that we are born of a different place, the Bible says. Even though we live in Worthing, we're not from Worthing. Sometimes people come up to me, particularly if they know me a little bit or they want to, they say, how long have you had a beard then? And I say, I was born with one. Freaks them out. I was. Because the first one only got me on the earth. The second one gets me into heaven. I was born with a beard. Ping. I said, a penny drop. Did you hear that? I see. Ting. It really helped me, and it really helped us kind of land this thing so God can move if everybody gets it at the same time. Otherwise, what happens is it kind of goes up like that, backwards and forwards, in the loo, out the loo. It just helps if everybody gets it straight away. Jesus wants us to know just these simple words. I have loved you. I've spoken these things to you so that you will overcome the world. I have no idea what your world looks like, but I know you're in it. I know in it, it's in it. Who's Essex? Sorry, can you edit that out as well? In case they think I'm from Essex. No, you won't with it because you are from Essex. I've spoken these things so that you will overcome the world. Everybody has a world to live in. As far as I know, we all do the best we can. And as far as I know, the best we can is not enough. I just know it isn't. We work hard. We're not bad people. We're not naughty people. We're just the product of our lives. Jesus even said, in this world you'll have trouble. Having trouble was not the issue. It's how we're loved and respond to that love that helps us prevail it or not. There's a big difference between being an overcomer and an undertaker. Jesus has loved me and he loves you so that you're an overcomer, not an undertaker. You can tell the undertakers, they're always talking death. Negative. The cup's always half empty. I'm just waiting for it all to go wrong. I'm just waiting for it all to go whatever. But I've loved you, says the Lord. I've loved you when it's going great and when it's not. I've loved you the same. When you feel my presence, when you don't, I've loved you the same. When you understand me or when you don't, I've loved you the same. If you know me or if you don't know me, I've loved you the same. Jesus' death is no different for you than it was for me. The only difference is, maybe, is that I know he died for me. And I've spoken these things so you will know my love. I have no idea, out of all these 6,000 average words a day, or 8,500, I don't know how many of those were loving. I don't know how many of those were not loving. I don't know how many of those were positive or negative. I have no idea. All I know is that we live under the words that we hear. I know that. But I know that in the midst of all that sound, in the midst of all that noise of life, white noise if you like, to you right now, this evening, Jesus is speaking right through all that noise and saying, I have loved you and I will never forsake you. I'm not going to let you go. I'm not giving up on you. I'm not getting go of you. I'm for you and I am not against you because I've loved you. I'm not criticizing you. I'm not going to condemn you. I'm not here to judge you. I loved you. I'm not here to make you sick. I'm here to make you well. I'm not here so you go down. I'm here so you go up. Why? Because I've loved you. A few more pennies dropping. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they live. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a sheep. They're pretty dumb animals. That's why this word, the entrance of your word brings light, is for the simple. I know there's people here tonight. Our knowledge, our intellect, our education, you can stack it up and it wouldn't be worth a stack of beans. But all you need to know is that Jesus has loved you. Not with words alone, but with his life, with his choices, with his words, with his attitudes, with his actions. He has loved you. He has loved us. He knows where we've come from, but he also knows where we can go. He knows our background, but he also knows what our future can be like. He has loved us. The Bible goes on to say that all who put their trust in him, or all who call upon him, something happens to them. But what is it really that happens? Really simple. Firstly, we experience the reality that someone loves us. For no other reason than they chose to. And it is disarming. Because we think we have to do something. Or if we don't, we don't get it. But Jesus doesn't work like that. Jesus made a choice, the Bible says, before he created anybody in this room, anybody in this centre, anybody in Worthing, before he created anybody that was simple, he made a choice. I'm going to love those guys. I'm just going to love on them. And I'm just going to keep loving on them until they get it. And even when I don't get it, I'm just going to keep doing it until they do get it. And even when they turn away from me, I'm never going to turn my face from them. And even when they run away from me, they will find me because I'm everywhere. You can't run away from God because God is everywhere. At some point in your journey, you will find him again. Bible says he's everywhere all at the same time. We can run, but you can't hide. Some actor nicked that film. That word put it in the film, didn't they?
Can't remember who it is.
I'll probably remember it on the way back home. Woohoo, I remember. So let's all stand, shall we? Just going to read a scripture out from the Bible. It's a psalm. It's a song. I'm not going to sing it. I could, but I'm not going to. You can close your eyes if you want. It doesn't matter if you do or not. The only difference it'll make is it'll go dark if you do. All right. This is from another psalm, another book, written by someone in the Bible. It says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. They will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. If you make the Most High your dwelling," and we sang a little bit about this earlier, "even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent." Now, I don't think that means you've all got to go out and buy a tent. All right? That just means where you live, your dwelling. "For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you do not strike your foot against any stone. Because he loves me, woohoo, I will rescue him. I will protect them. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him and her in trouble. And I will deliver him and her and honor them. With long life, I will satisfy them and show them my salvation." I'm just so thankful that that's not just words in a book. But Jesus came personally, sent by his Father, and he lived those words so that I could live in the benefit of those. I'm so thankful that Jesus came to where I am so that I can go to where he is. Father, I want to thank you tonight. Right now, Holy Spirit, please, please, in every heart, in every mind tonight, let these few words just echo around our head. I have loved you. Lord, help us to understand the full impact of that. Help those words to penetrate beyond our experience, beyond our future, our past, our own sense of identity or worth or value. All these things are so much changed and fashioned by the words of others. Help us, Lord, to just get to grips with these few words. I have loved you. 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 Out of my love, I will forgive you. Out of that forgiveness, I will cleanse you. Out of that cleansing, I will redeem you. I will reconcile you. I will restore you. Surely rivers of life will flow out of you because I have loved you. I'm your health and your healer. I'm your provision and your provider. I'm your salvation and your savior. I'm your guide and your future because I have loved you. I'm your greatest champion. I'm your biggest supporter. When heaven shouts, I'm the loudest. When heaven's crying, I'm crying the strongest, because I have loved you. Don't believe what the world says. Look up. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I'll tell you what, when I was doing all kinds of crazy stuff in the ministry of defense, we did all kinds of crazy things. One of the things that we tried to do was build a rocket that could go through anything, all right? Bricks, mortar, concrete, titanium, glass, you name it. And we kind of almost did that, but let me tell you this, the love of God breaks through anything. There is nothing that the love of God cannot penetrate. Our head, our heart, our future, our past. I tell you what, the love of God is indestructible. Unperishable, the Bible says. Father, I thank you tonight. If there's anybody in this room that just doesn't know the love of Jesus, show them now. Tell them now, Holy Spirit. We've been experiencing you all evening. Just tell them how much you love them tonight. For anybody that's living under a word that's just taking life, I break those things right now in the name of Jesus. People who are just living under a wrong destiny, I break those things right now. People who think that they are just in a cycle of pattern, in a cul-de-sac going nowhere, I thank you that you're the doorway out of that. We didn't just sing you're the way, you are the way. I want to thank you that where there is sickness invading the body, you are the health and life giver tonight. I thank you, Jesus. Where there are people that their bank balance is just saying you're going down, you're going bankrupt, you're running out, you are saying, I love you enough to change that. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. And there's one or two here, people that have just come, and it's like, I have no future. Nothing's working for me. Let me tell you, Jesus is working for you. Bible says he's working for you day and night. He's working for me day and night. He's doing his everything so that we get everything. He works on our behalf, the Bible says. Something's happening. We just either can't see it or we're not listening. Something's happening because every day Jesus works on our behalf. So if that's you, just hear this. I have loved you. I have loved you. I have loved you. I have loved you. Let's just raise our hands across the room. This is a bit like aerobics. We're in the leisure center. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Aerobics is good. I just feel the presence of the Lord right now. I think it's kind of cool. I'll tell you this. If you ask Jesus to do something right now, he'll do it right now. Just ask him. Just ask him. If you want to, if you're sitting there and it's like, this is just all obbedy-gook, just ask Jesus to make himself real, and he will. Yes. You just ask him right now. I dare you. I dare you. Dare to believe. I dare you. Just ask Jesus to speak to you, show something to you, touch your body in some way, set you free in some way. He will. He will. Just ask him. The only one thing that usually stops us receiving is because we don't ask. It's not because God is not possible to deliver. Everyone that asks receives, but not everyone that thinks. Of course, we've got to think first, but just ask right now. If you just need that assurance, Jesus, you're on my side, just ask him. If you just need that sense of well-being, just flood me with that peace again, because I just lost touch of it somehow. He will. If you know that there's certain things happening this coming week, it's like, I just need some help there, then ask him. He is our help in time of need, the Bible says. Let him tell you in whatever way he wants to, I have loved you. He might even say that. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I want to thank you right now that across this room, you're just touching people's lives. You're speaking it to people's hearts. You're speaking it to people's minds. One person here, you came in this room and it just feels like your whole sense of self-worth and value, you flushed it down the toilet for all kinds of reasons. Let me tell you, Jesus went down that toilet because he loved you enough and he's pulled that all back because he thinks you're great. He thinks you're awesome. He thinks you're worth dying for. He thinks you're worth living in. Ah, there's one person here. Jesus says, you're worth it. You're worth it. Remember the cross. You're worth it. You're worth it. You're worth it then. You're worth it now. You're worth it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you're receiving from the Lord, just begin to thank him. Just begin to thank him for his goodness, his love, his kindness, his faithfulness. If you're not receiving from the Lord, just thank him till you do. I found that thanksgiving unlocks doors. It unlocks stuff which is in the room, but it's just like, oh, engage with it. How do I do that? Bible says ask with thanksgiving. If you're sitting there thinking, oh, I'm not quite sure what's going on, then tell Jesus, don't tell me. Tell the Lord, I have no idea what's going on, Jesus. Can you help me? And he will. Come on, just a few more minutes. Just have a bit of conversation with the one who has loved us right now. We're going to kind of bring things to a close in the next few minutes. I'm just mindful that there might be one or two here. It's like, I'm just running with this thing, or I just have this particular need, and you haven't mentioned it yet. Well, there's a few of us going to stay around. We'd love to pray with you if you'd like us to do that. Andrew, who kind of hosted the evening tonight, and a couple of others, we'd love to pray with you. But let me tell you how we're going to pray. We're just going to speak God's word over you. It's not going to be a conversation about issues or problems. We've all got problems. But usually the biggest problem that we have to deal with is us. How does God deal with that? By telling us, I've loved you. I love 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 you. Yeah, stop living like that, but I love you. Sort that out, but I love you. Get forgiveness, but I love you. Be restored, but I love you. Get some help, but I love you. Do you understand that? So, Father, I want to thank you for who you are. That you so loved that you came. You so love that you gave. And at the entrance of your word, and I know that's happening tonight, is that your word is turning a light on in people's lives, in our heads, in our hearts, and in our bodies. Lord, let us speak words of light and life from tonight. We know there's 6,000 words or 8,000 words ready to come out tomorrow. Let them bring light. Let them bring life. Let them change someone positively. Let them transform atmospheres positively. We are the light of this world. Let us live and love as lights of the world. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.